I'd like to start going through the halachas of davening for the omer, a person who's davening for the omer, some of the basic halachas that a person needs to know when he's going up to daven for the omer to invite to the tzibur. Halachas of boruchu, kaddish, those are sashats, when a person can start saying kaddish afterwards, how many people does he need for kaddish, how many people does he need for chazar sashats. But before I do that, I just want to share with you a vignette, I guess is the best way of putting it. I was davening when I was in Oval for my father, Olav Shalom. This goes back 24 years ago, and I was davening for the Omid. So the summertime, I was in Muncie, New York, and I davened for the Omid in the Sifta Beis Shraga. And at that point in time, the Mashgiach there in the yeshiva was Reb Mordechai Schwab Zichel Livracha, one of the famous Schwab brothers, or Shimon Schwab, or Shimon Schwab's brother. He had a brother, Reb Mordechai Schwab. Reb Mordechai was known as the Tzaddik of Muncie. That was his title in the world. He was known as the Tzaddik of Muncie. He's a very big Tzaddik. He's a very, very special person. So I davened for the Amid there. So one day I went over to him afterwards to talk about the idea of davening for the Amid, what it means, etc. So he shared with me, there is a sefer called Shevet Musar, written from Reb Elio Kohen from Izmir. He wrote many svarim besides Shevet Musar. He wrote many, the famous sefer Shevet Musar. He wrote many other svarim. So one of his svarim, he quotes a chazal, which apparently, I'm not sure, he wasn't sure exactly where the chazal is, but he quotes a chazal that chazal say when a person davens for the omid, he's the person who's being the saying chazar sashatz, he should look at himself and perceive what he's doing as the Kohen Gadol taking the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael into the Kodesh Kodashim in Yom Kippur. That is what the person, when he davens for the Yom Chazar Sashatz, that's what he's doing. He says, when the person davens, when all of the tzibur davens, their tefillahs stay here. And during Chazar Sashatz, all of the tefillahs are taken up to Shemayim through the tefillah of the Baal tefillah who's davening for the Yom for Chazar Sashatz. So, even though you go basic halacha, the purpose of Chazar Sashatz today is not so understandable why, a minute we keep it because it was necessary once upon a time. Nowadays, everybody's a bucky. But a deeper understanding, it's a very important thing when a person is doing their Chazar Sashatz. So it's not to be understood, we're just filling up space at our davening and trying to get finished with it as quickly as possible. It's a very, very important part of the process of tefillah is the act of Chazar Sashatz, that it takes the tefillahs up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, as the Kohen Gadol is taking the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael up to Kodesh Baruch Hu when he goes into Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. So that was the message that he gave me, he shared with me when I was davening for the Omid, and I wanted therefore share that message to you to understand what it means when you go to stand for the Omid and daven. It's a very, very powerful moment of what you're doing. Have a good morning.